Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is November 25th, 2022. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Psalms. We'll continue with Psalms and we are on Psalm 18. Today's song recommendations, I have two for you today. The first one is You Never Let Go by Matt Redman. And the second song recommendation is Waymaker by Michael W. Smith. I hope that you look up the song with lyrics and sing to God's ears. So if you want to grab your Bibles, or those of you that do not have your Bibles, I will be reading from my New American Standard Bible version. And I will read the entire psalm. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's such a great psalm written by King David. It is for the choir director, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I want to pause right there, because David, if you've been following the Psalms with me and listening to the Psalms, he was fearing for his life, and the main person that was after him was King Saul and Saul's army. And so he finally gets to give God all the glory. Well, he's always given God all the glory, but here he's thanking him because the Lord has finally delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. So David is for sure rejoicing. So let's read the psalm together. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. And I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. The cords of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains were trembling and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up out of his nostrils, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he sped upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him. Darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him passed his thick clouds, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered them, and lightning flashes in abundance, and routed them. Then the channels of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyes. With the kind you show yourself kind, with the blameless you show yourself blameless, with the pure you show yourself pure, and with the crooked you show yourself astute. For you save an afflicted people, but haughty eyes you abase. For you light my lamp, the Lord my God illuminates my darkness. For by you I can run upon a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God, the God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless? He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and I did not turn back until they were consumed. I shattered them so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. They cried for help, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them fine as the dust before the wind. I emptied them out as the mire of the streets. You have delivered me from the contentions of the people. You have placed me as the head of the nations. A people whom I have not known serve me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Foreigners submit to me. Foreigners fade away and come trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives. and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who executes vengeance for me and subdues peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Surely you will lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name. He gives great deliverance to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Pause. That is such a beautiful psalm. And you know, David, he went through so many troubles. We've been reading about all of his troubles to the point where he was, his pillow would be so wet from all the tears, and he just had so much that he went through because of all the people that were pursuing him, thanks to King Saul, and his son Absalom was at one time after him. He just had a lot of enemies. But through his hardships, he remained faithful to God. He remained praising God. He would always call upon the name of the Lord to help him. And in this psalm, Psalm 18, where it says that the Lord answered his prayer, it says, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And these were this psalm is the psalm that King David spoke to the Lord. Now, I have a few verses circled. I'm not going to go into all of the psalm, because this is just David's gratitude to the Lord. But I love the way it begins. And really, we should be constantly thanking God and saying, I love you, to God. He starts out, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Isn't that just so beautiful? Those words, I love you, to the God of ages. He is so worth our love. But how often do we sit and tell him that we love him? We thank him. But just get in the habit of every day just saying, I love you, Lord. You are my strength. Verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And he is all those things to us. David goes on to say, he's my rock. He's my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. He took comfort in being inside of the Lord's wings. He took shelter in his wings for shelter. I mean, not that the Lord had wings, but meaning in his arms. He was continuously seeking shelter in God's arms. He continues to say, I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. In my last podcast, I talked about being thankful to God. And he is so worthy of our praise. Any little thing that he does, well, to begin with, he created you. He didn't have to select that particular egg in your mother's womb. He selected you to be conceived. And then he created you in your mother's womb. You are special. Now listen, I can't tell you that God is your God. You can only claim to I shouldn't say claim. You have to. It's a relationship with the Lord. But the key is that we all need to repent from our sin and turn from our wicked ways. Otherwise, if we're not doing that part, we don't have God. It's a process. I've been telling you all along. We must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe in our hearts that He's the Son of God and that He was crucified, died, and was buried and rose on the third day. He resurrected and He stuck around for 40 days after He resurrected, and then He ascends back into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. If we give our lives to Him and submit our lives to Him and say, "Here I am, work with me, work on me. I am ready to become a child of God, and I repent of my sins. I repent. I turn away from my wicked ways, and I want to follow You, Jesus. I've nailed my old self to the cross, and now I'm picking up my cross and following You." So it's important that I say that, because there are a lot of people that think that everybody that was ever born into this world are God's children and they're saved. But we are, why would Jesus say some of you are from the devil and some of you are mine? It's not every, he didn't ever claim that everyone of the children, that the people that were on the earth, were going to be saved individuals. He never did that. So let me go a little further to more verses that I've circled. Verse 21. Well, I'll start with verse 20. "The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands." Now, is He saying that you can have your hands dirty here? He isn't. That's why we have to be continually repenting, because we're never going to get it right. We wash our hands from the sin because God's blood has cleansed us and washed us clean. But we have to keep our hands clean and want to. And David is rewarded because he was walking with God in His righteousness. In other words, he was following God wholeheartedly. Verse 21, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God." Heed these words. This is great advice. We will be rewarded. We will go to heaven if we start out by saying, "I love You, God," and mean it. And when you wholeheartedly love God, you will mean that you have kept His ways. You want to keep His ways. You want to follow Him 100%, and you want to drop any wicked thing that you've ever done. You want to not continue in your wicked ways. And David says he has not departed from God. Verse 22, he hasn't departed from all God's ordinances. He continually has his ordinances in front of him to obey them. And his statutes are right there in front of him. He's never put them away. He's obeying. And this is the heart that we need to have towards our God. Verse 23, "I was also blameless with Him, and I kept myself from my iniquity." And when Jesus returns, We don't want to be one of the ones that feel ashamed. If we are following what David, what we've just read here in his psalm, following in God's righteousness, following his ordinances and his statutes and his commandments. And again, we're never going to get it right, but we are repenting every day, wanting to be better, and the Holy Spirit helps in this sanctification process. We are sealed individuals if we're living this life. We are sealed. Our hands are clean. Verse 25, with the kind you show yourself kind. And the yourself in this verse is God. So with the kind, God shows himself kind. With the blameless, God shows himself. Well, it says, with the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you show yourself astute. So God is shrewd with the wicked. He's noticing what they're doing. Verse 27, for you save an afflicted people, but haughty eyes you abase. This is good news for us, because we are the afflicted ones, and he's saving us, guys. He's going to save us. Verse 28, for you light my lamp, the Lord my God illuminates my darkness. Every step that we take, because God is light, he's illuminating every step that we're taking in his light. We are no longer walking in darkness. We are no longer walking in any evil trap. He's given us his shield, the shield of armor, that it's one of the armor of God found in Ephesians 6, and it's the shield of faith that you pick up, which in that shield extinguishes all the arrows of the evil one, so not one arrow touches us. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that we say we love you, God. This is the God that helps us and delivers us from our enemies. He says in verse 30, as for my God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. And what is the word of the Lord? The Holy Bible, the living word of God. It has been tried. Nobody has been able to prove it wrong. They have tried and tried and tried to do away and claim that God's holy book is not true. And this book has been with humanity since Moses' day, when he wrote Genesis, and then the apostles and Paul, they wrote the New Testament. This Holy Bible has been around forever, and it's not going anywhere. His word has been tried, and nobody can prove it wrong. Absolutely nobody, and they have tried. Our God walks blameless in his ways, and he asks us to walk blameless in our ways. So I'm not going to come on here and tell you that your lifestyle's okay if you're living in sin. You're not okay. You need to continue listening and continue to learn from the God of ages, so you can know what you need to do. And again, repent. And then he says here, he is a shield to all who take refuge in him. I was talking to you about the shield. verse 31, for who is God but the Lord? He is no one else but the Lord. God is God. There are no other gods. Absolutely none. If you're listening, the Buddha is, I'm going to name some false religions. Buddhist. That is nothing but a statue. It's a false religion. The Muslims, false religion. The Judaizers, the religion Judaism, false religion. I'm trying to think of the other, the Hindus, Hinduism, false religion. Atheism is no religion, but it's a false religion in itself. There are many more. We must serve God only, the God of the Holy Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we cannot go to the Father in heaven without going through the Son. There is no other way. No other way. The Messiah was born 2,000 years ago. The Creator, the God that created the heavens and the earth, left his kingdom to come down to the earth and be born of the Virgin Mary. And we're coming into the Christmas season. And we're going to talk a lot about that, because that's a very important... This is the history that everybody needs to know about. David also says God is a rock, and that God girds me with strength and makes my way blameless. So God, in verse 30, his way is blameless. In verse 32, God girds us with strength and makes our ways blameless. With the power of the Holy Spirit, he sure does. I circled verse 35. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. 36. You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. Praise the Lord. I also circled verse 46. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. Say that with me. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. The Lord lives, and this Lord of the Old Testament, of the Psalms, is Jesus Christ before he was born, before he came down to be born, pre-incarnation. This is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. So this, I do have one more verse circled. Therefore, I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name. So we are to give thanks to God among the nations, O Lord, and we will sing praises to your name. So sing the songs, praise him, thank him, tell him you love him. I hope you go back and read the psalm again. It's a beautiful song, psalm from David. It's actually, David wrote this as a song. So this is a song that he says here, that he spoke to the Lord the words of this song. All of this that he wrote in Psalm 18, he spoke to the Lord. And it's beautiful. You know, go back and read how he's describing God. The smoke that goes out of his nostrils, the fire that comes out of his mouth. I mean, this is God. Jesus Christ might have walked around with his disciples and his apostles during his ministry, but don't ever forget who he is. He is God. He's the one that can have smoke that is coming out of his nostrils and fire that's coming out of his mouth, and he comes down and he rides a cherub. Verse 13, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 12 through 16, I'll go ahead and read those and add them to this podcast, because this is how John, the Apostle John, describes Jesus Christ. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest was a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. Pause. If you're not right with God, I mean, don't forget who Jesus Christ is, who God is. He is God. And he is not going to accept someone who hasn't accepted him. You have to be right with God. Start your relationship with him today. Please, start your relationship with him today. Well, I'll go ahead and end in there with that. I hope that everybody had a really great Thanksgiving Day. I hope everybody thanked God for everything that he has done and is currently doing and he will be doing in the future. I hope that you gave him thanks. I had a lovely Thanksgiving. I spent Thanksgiving with some of my loved ones, and then I'm currently now here at my mom's house spending a lovely time with my dear mother. So this podcast, it might be even louder with noise than usual because I have the heater on because it's very cold in here. So I apologize for any noise. I apologize for any traffic going by. If I fumbled my words, I am once again very, very tired. I'm glad I came on though. I really wanted to share this psalm with you, and I would really like to add to the title, which I believe I will. So it'll be Psalm 18 and Getting Right with God. So I know that I still haven't come on to do the podcast on the second half of the creation and the fall of man. I will get that as soon as possible, more than likely, guys, after the holidays. And we'll also come on and do some more podcasts on God's wonders and signs and miracles. I know I need to do that, but I think I'll come on and talk about Jesus' birth during the Christmas season. It seems of course, the appropriate time to talk about that. It was such a great act of love, him coming down to us to die that, ultimately die in that sacrificial death for us. It's a great part of history. It's really the only history that we should really want to know about. And that is who God is and God's history. Okay, I'm going to sign off. I will always give all the glory to God, all the glory to God. And if He breathes life into these messages, then they were meant to go out to, and you were meant to listen to them. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.